Let's turn in God's Word now to Job in chapter 6. If you have your Bibles, Job chapter 6. And we will be reading verses 1 through 30. Job chapter 6. We're reading the whole chapter and beginning in verse 1. These are the words of God, so let's give our attention unto them. But Job answered and said, "Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed and my calamity laid in the balances together. For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words are swallowed up. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, the poison whereof drinketh up my spirit. The terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. Doth the wild ass bray when he hath grass, or loweth the ox over his fodder? Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt, or is there any taste in the white of an egg? The things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for. Even that it would please God to destroy me, that He would let loose His hand and cut me off. Then should I yet have comfort. Yea, I would harden myself in sorrow. Let Him not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. What is my strength that I should hope, and what is mine end that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh of brass? Is not my help in me, and is wisdom driven quite from me? To him that is afflicted, pity should be showed from his friend, but he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. My brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as the stream of brooks they pass away, which are blackish by reason of the ice and wherein the snow is hid. What time they wax warm, they vanish. When it is hot, they are consumed out of their place. The paths of their way are turned aside. They go to nothing and perish. The troops of Timnah looked, and the companies of Sheba waited for them. They were confounded because they had hoped. They came thither and were ashamed. For now ye are nothing. Ye see my casting down and are afraid. Did I say, bring unto me, or give a reward for me of your substance? Or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or redeem me from the hand of the mighty? Teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. How forcible are right words, but what doth your arguing reprove? Do ye imagine to reprove words in the speeches of one that is desperate, which are as wind? Yea, ye overwhelm the fatherless, and ye dig a pit for your friend. Now therefore be content, look upon me, for it is evident unto you if I lie. Return, I pray you, let it not be iniquity. Yea, return again, my righteousness is in it. Is there iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things?" Those are God's words. Eliphaz, remember the last chapter, last two chapters, he has brought his remarks to Job after great loss. And to him, as he's concluded now, how could anyone object to what he said? But the first one who comes and speaks his own cause seems just until his neighbor comes and searches him out, as Proverbs says. Job is not convinced by all that Eliphaz has said and justifies himself in his complaints and condemns Eliphaz for his weakness in arguing. And through verse 7, he shows that he has just cause to make his complaint before the Lord concerning his troubles. Through verse 13, He continues his passionate desires that he would quickly be cut off unto death by the Lord and so eased of his miseries. And you see there in verse 9 a great truth to all who are God's people, that the Lord has His people in His hand, but He does not cut them off. He does not loose them. Not His people. And then through the end of the chapter, He rebukes His friends for their uncharitable charges against Him and their unkindness. And what we gain here, beloved, that Job spoke very reasonably, and yet it's mixed with passion and human frailty. What Job shows us, as we learned with Eliphaz, is a truth for all relationships, but also for marriages, for relationships in the church, that when there is fault, when there is sin, that the fault is usually on both sides, not just one. And that's important, especially relationships with those in the church and in our marriages. It's not the other person's fault only. It's almost always both yours and the other person's. And so examine your heart. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for Your Word. We're thankful for how You hold us and that nothing can release us from Your grip. We are hidden under Your wings. And You are our shelter and our rock and our fortress. And even when we go through the very great tragedies of life and loss of loved ones, sometimes our children, sometimes great pains in seeing one who had professed faith run away from Christ and rebel against Him and play the fool. And how great grieving there is in our hearts. And yet nothing that any of us have experienced, it really compares to what Job experienced, losing much of his property and 10 of his children in just one day. And so, Father, we ask that You would remind us of Your covenant mercy and Your grace, how You uphold us and hold us, that You are our shelter, You're our keeper, who even holds our souls. And Father, give us great hope and comfort in knowing Your Word. And Father, may we also be those who examine our hearts when there's trouble with someone else. And we would examine ourselves of our sin before going to accuse someone of theirs. And we would pluck out the log from our own eye instead of seeking out the splinter in our neighbor's. And Father, truly may we seek to repent where we must repent and forgive our neighbors of their sins. Knowing that You have forgiven us all our sins in Christ Your Son, even those not yet committed. And Father, we're thankful that You're a gracious and merciful God. And You have given us of Your Son Jesus Christ and the gospel, the good news, by which we are saved from all an eternity of pain forever in hell. We're thankful for the promises and the blessings of heaven and that heavenly country that we long for now as we are strangers here on this earth, longing to go home and to be with our Savior and commune with Him. Father, we ask today that You would turn our hearts to You, and You would turn us from our sins, and we put to death the old man, and that You would clothe us with the righteousness of Christ Your Son. Father, we plead that you would grant us that assurance of salvation for those who are truly your children, if that be your will. And you would grant us the ability by your grace to see the fruit that you're working in our lives, if the fruit is actually there. And that we would not be deceived if the fruit is not there. But rather that we would turn our hearts unto you in Christ your Son. Our Father, we do plead with you today. And all those that we came in contact with yesterday, that you would turn their hearts to your Son Jesus Christ in faith. And you grant them new hearts to turn unto you faithfully, to worship you and want to worship you, and so come and worship with us. And Father, of course, in that prayer we ask that we would be faithful to worship you according to your word alone and not to the traditions and methods of man or of ourselves. Turn us from every false way, for you're the God of truth. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify our hearts. Father, we ask today that you would be with those who struggle in their bodies, just as we plead that you would strengthen those who struggle in their souls. And then, Father, we pray for our nation, that you would turn this nation and its citizens to you, to love you, to covenant with Christ your Son, to put off all those sins that are allowed by our government and cause those leaders who are over us to rule according to your word alone. Father, we love your law and your word. Sanctify our hearts and make us to meditate upon your law day and night, that we would know them, that we would love them and teach them to our children, teach them to one another, that we would believe them with all our heart, that everything you say is perfect righteousness, and we would love righteousness and hate every false way. Father, thankful for the service of the many who served yesterday and in preparation for yesterday. We ask that you would bless them in their service. And Father, may your name be praised, not any one of ours. And may we hear the gospel even today and be encouraged in Christ your Son, that our sins would be condemned and we would turn unto that great pursuit of holiness and piety in Christ your Son. Father, in this congregation there are many of your people who are of different stages in their sanctification, and yet we praise you that they're still your children. We ask that you would sanctify each one of us and put to death those sins that still remain, even those sins were ignorant of your commands. Make us knowledgeable of your commands, that we would hate unrighteousness and unfaithfulness, but we would be faithful and love you in every moment of our life, not only today, but every day. That we would honor your name and to the praise of your name. Father, now show mercy and grant us your Holy Spirit and grace as we continue worshiping you. Strengthen us to worship in spirit and in truth, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.